You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. Listen live and Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits.
You're listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert, Christine Radovich. Hello, my peeps. Happy Wednesday. It is another great sunshiny day, and if you are tuned in and know someone who owns a retail store, whether it be brick and mortar or online, or perhaps they're a direct sales associate for companies like Tupperware, Scentsy, Tastefully Simple, Pampered Chef, or any of those type of in-home party companies, call them up and tell them to listen in to today's show. Today's show is all about inventory management. So if you are one of these party company reps, stay right here because I am about to lay out some important information and a business strategy for you. Retail stores, perfect thing to listen to today. Now, way back in the day, I have dabbled with the in-home party, you know, or direct sales companies, as you call them. You know, at one time, we all get caught up in the great products of Melaleuca, Mary Kay, Tupperware, or Tastefully Simple and the like. And sometimes we like it so much that we invest in that opportunity to become a rep and sell these products because we're passionate about them. And I guess we figure, hey, well, if I really like these products and use them, I can't understand why nobody else would want to. So if you have the time to invest in it, you can do really well earning commissions up to as high as 40 or 50% in some cases, depending upon the company that you go with. Now, of course, many of them are right around the 30% or 35% range. And you have to be careful because there's usually minimum monthly, quarterly, or annual selling quotas in order to remain active. But this is what many people have done through the years and still do as a side hustle. So in some cases with stay-at-home moms or seniors, it may be their only source of income. Now, many of these companies would focus on having in-home parties, and you invite your friends over for a product demonstration or taste testing, and afterwards, the host's friends and family feel obligated to make a purchase. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I used to love these girls' nights out because it was just usually always a great time with your friends and your family. Unless, of course, you had a boring party demonstrator, and Lord knows I have been to several of those. Now, I could write a book on the do's and don'ts for hosting successful parties. Now, with COVID taking place in 2020, that really put a damper in the home party scene, and parties are now taking place virtually, online. Party reps had to get creative. They had to innovate. And I spoke about the importance of being innovative with your business on a previous show. So if you want to go back and dig in the archives, you should be able to find that show on the www.dbam.com website. You simply go under the program schedule menu, find the Barter with Christine show, and then click on my podcast tab. From there, you should be able to scroll backwards and find a show titled something about being innovative with your business. That's really important because if you don't change with the times, you become stagnant. So the definition of going insane, I guess, is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, right? So getting back to these direct sales parties, the one thing that really helps a party rep increase their sales is to have inventory on hand. Now, no one likes to wait for their products, right? We're a fast-paced society with high expectations of getting things quickly. I mean, just look at how many Amazon Prime members there are these days, right? We want it fast. We want it free. So how quickly can we get what we want or need? And how much is the dreaded shipping cost? That right there can be a deal breaker. How many times have you yourself been online, added things to your shopping cart, went to checkout, and saw the shipping costs and said, nope, I'll just go pick it up at the store the next time I'm out? You know what I'm talking about. We've all done it. According to Insider, a top provider for cross-channel campaign management, they say that shopping cart abandonment, which is the business equivalent of ghosting, happens nearly 7 times out of every 10 purchases. That is huge. And it's so huge, it amounts to $4 trillion in potential lost profits each year. So because of this, it is important for direct sales reps, especially ones doing in-home parties or that are local, selling to their local community or doing an expo or a show where they can bring their merchandise, to have inventory on hand for their customers. After all, if it's in their hands and they want to support their party host or hostess, or they're shopping about and they come up to your table, it's harder to say no, right? Because it's in your hand. I mean, you tasted that beer bread and you're thinking, oh, I want to make this for my dinner next night. You have this in stock, right? Right? So with that said, most direct sale companies, direct sales reps will invest in inventory to have on hand. Now, not only do they need to have it on hand, but they need to store it. They need to keep inventory of it. And they need to keep up with all of the new releases. For some direct sales companies, their catalogs change annually, but others have spring and summer catalogs, fall, winter catalogs. Just keeping up with this inventory on hand can be challenging and costly. And since you never really know what's going to sell, you usually overbuy, you buy a little of this, you buy a little of that. You want to make sure you have a little something of everything for everyone, right? You got to keep a variety. Now, how many direct sales reps listening out there have faced the problem of where to store this inventory? And before you know it, the inventory on hand becomes a nightmare. That spare room, patio, or garage, you know the one that was supposed to be your office, but soon became a crowded warehouse. That room right there that's overflowing of merchandise, maybe last year's merchandise, you're still hanging on to that, and now you feel the need to reduce the price in order to hopefully sell it. Or worse yet, if it's a consumable product, it may even have a limited shelf life and is close to or has become expired. So surplus inventory costs money. It costs money to store it. It ties up your capital and can keep you from reinvesting into your business for other things you need, like advertising or equipment, or maybe just to make ends meet and pay the bills, payroll and utilities and insurance, vehicle expenses. So there's a whole host of other expenses that go along with your business other than just reinvesting it into inventory. So whether you are reducing your retail prices or throwing away outdated food items, you are losing money. Guess what? That 30 to 40% commission is no longer 30 to 40% when you factor in these losses. Oh, were you supposed to factor that in, you ask? Yes. And if you haven't been, then my friend, what you are running is a hobby, not a business. Okay, so how do we overcome these challenges? When we come back from the short 2-minute commercial break, I will discuss a creative solution to help you turn over your inventory more quickly. Don't go anywhere. I'll catch up with you on the flip side of the break with more great information.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
Business owners, do you have a business recovery plan in place? Loans and grants aside, how will you bring in a new stream of customers when you reopen? How will you be able to save cash while growing your business? Atlantic Barter has been in the business for 27 years, helping business owners save cash and increase sales through professional bartering. IRS-approved transactions are treated like cash and can offset your expenditures. Every trade dollar spent is a cash dollar saved. So pay for things with your products and services instead of cash. Ask about Atlantic Barter's business stimulus plan today. Call 302-654-5650 for a free phone consultation. That's 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com, the tri-state area's number one trading partner. That's AtlanticBarter.com.
Okay, you are back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. I work with Atlantic Barter, a large network of business owners, all of whom use the strategy of organized trade to increase their customer base and protect their cash flow. Today's show is about inventory management. If you are a retailer, if you own a store, whether it be a brick and mortar store or an online store, or if you are a direct sales rep working for a company like Tupperware or Tastefully Simple, then you deal in inventory. You are keeping inventory on hand to sell to your customers, you buy it at a discounted rate, and you retail it at a higher rate. So we have discussed before the break inventory nightmares, the nightmares that we find ourselves being inundated with inventory, where to store it. You know, your spare bedroom or your closet or your garage or patio is overwhelmed with products, and maybe you have a lot of products in there that you forgot about. Maybe some of them have a shelf life, and maybe they're close to expiration dates, or maybe they have expired, and they're buried somewhere in a pile, and you can't get to them. So how do we manage this inventory? How do we turn this inventory into revenue? Because if you are reducing your inventory prices, you know, just to get them moved off the shelf, you're putting them on sale, you're losing money. Your 30 to 40% commission is no longer 30 to 40%, right? We discussed that before the break. So how do we overcome these challenges? Okay, so if you're that direct sales rep or retailer in general, you got to look at your inventory. Let me ask this question. If you carry inventory, do you know what the dollar value is of what you have in stock? Or do you not keep track of it? You would be surprised how much can be tied up in these boxes or on those shelves or in that closet. You know, what's under that tarp in that garage? What have you been storing? If you're renting space, if you're renting a retail store or a warehouse, you should really know every month that you pay your rent that there's a cost to that storage space. So how long are you going to hold on to these products without them being turned over, creating a revenue stream for you? So there are three goals that I want you to write down, and it is important to write this down. You may be able to remember three items easily, but you need to manifest this. So grab a pen, let's write this down, because when you write it down, something happens, you have a little paradigm shift in your brain, it makes it more important when you write it down, and there's a better connection there and a better chance of things taking place. So here we go, and this is why people write their goals list and their resolutions at the beginning of the year. It really helps. Okay, so number one, Your goal should be to turn inventory over more quickly. That's it. Turn inventory over more quickly. Now, with COVID manufacturing challenges aside, the more you sell, the more fruitful your business will be. Well, that's a no-brainer. But I'm sure you're sitting there asking yourself, well, how do I do this? You know, that's of course what I want to do. I want to sell more product, but I don't have the customers. Stay with me just a minute longer, and I will give you the answer. Just hang in there. Number two, you're going to write this down. Find a way to sell the slower-moving merchandise first. So you may have a SKU of, 10 different products, 20 different products, 100, 500. All different retailers have different SKUs, and a SKU is an item code pertaining to a particular product. Some people sell limited products. Other people have a small catalog. Other people have a large catalog. No matter what you have, you always have your top producing products, your best sellers, so to speak. But then there's the slower moving products or the products that you thought would sell that aren't selling. You like it, but apparently that's not everyone else's taste, right? So now you're stuck with a case of these or a case of those, and they're under that tarp or they're shoved away in that closet or they're collecting dust on that shelf. That's your slower moving merchandise. And guess what? That's the first stuff that retailers slash prices on to try to sell them. Why aren't they selling? What are you considering slashing these prices on for? Slash prices, what? No. Don't do this. And this is why. Hang in here, because number three is sell your inventory at full retail value. Write that down. It's important. I'm telling you. Sell your inventory at full retail value, not at a reduced price. Okay, now you're thinking I'm crazy, telling you three steps that you know you should do, but you haven't been doing because, well, you're probably saying all of this is easier said than done, right? Wrong. It's actually quite simple. The answer has been here all along. What's the title of the show, folks? Barter with Christine. Barter is your solution. Now, here's the explanation. When you use the power of organized trade, the first thing that happens is that you gain new customers. New customers mean increased sales. And these new barter customers often lead to new cash customers through word of mouth. It's a formula. This is a method. This is a strategy. 60% of your Fortune 500 companies use barter. Okay, now they may not do it on the scale of a trade exchange. They may do one-on-one trades, and one-on-one trades are okay as long as the value of the transaction is dollar for dollar and fair. But often what happens when you do one-on-one trades is that you feel shortchanged. Someone feels shortchanged. Well, I gave him 10 cases of this, and he's supposed to mow my lawn three times, but he only mowed it twice. The tracking of the exchange of value can become complicated when you're trying to do something one-on-one. However, when you deal with an exchange like Atlantic Barter, you have a large network of business owners. Everything is professionally managed with a highly sophisticated online accounting software. So every trade is a dual-sided transaction. When you're trading with the guy who's going to mow your lawn, the dollars are transferred from your account into his account, and if he were buying back from you, his trade dollars would be transferred back into your account, dollar for dollar. Now, the beauty of the exchange is that you do not have to trade directly with another person. You can be that restaurant owner and have empty seats in your restaurant. You can trade gift certificates to your restaurant and then in turn earn the value, the full retail dollar value for those gift certificates you sold to barter members in the exchange through the exchange. And then you can use those trade dollars to pay for your hood cleaning or your fire and safety inspection or your pest control services or your advertising. Figure out what it is that you're spending money on and use this additional revenue, this newfound source of revenue, to offset your current expenditures. This will save you tons of money. Now, when we're getting back to the slower moving merchandise, this is perfect because barter members rather pay trade for something they need than pay cash. There are several reasons for that. One, they're shopping at their wholesale cost. They sold something and they sold it at a higher rate, meaning a retail value. And so $100 doesn't cost them $100. If you buy something for $50 and retail it for $100, but you need $100 worth of product or service, using your product to pay for something is the right answer. If you were to pull $100 cash out of your bank account to pay for $100 of something you need, you have $100 less in your bank account. If you're using a credit card to pay for it over time, now you're paying not only the $100, but probably interest on that credit card as well. So that $100 product or service now became probably, $110, $120, whatever your interest rate is. So maybe a little less, but the idea is you're paying more if you're using credit. So we don't encourage you to use credit. What I encourage you to do is develop a trading strategy. If you have inventory, instead of reducing your price to move that slower moving merchandise, call me up, schedule a free consultation. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But let's discuss what products you have that are slower moving, how much they cost, and how we can find buyers for you. And it doesn't have to be locally. If you've struggled in the tri-state area moving your products and you're thinking, well, maybe I just need to get into a new demographic, well, guess what? Atlantic Barter can help you with that as well. I have a customer who, I'm not going to name what kind of product it was, but it was a food-related item, and she sold it by the pallet. So we helped find a buyer for her that in turn got that product on cruise ships. And so now everyone on the cruise ship was able to sample her product and see the bottle, and when they wanted to reorder, now they have a direct connection to the seller. So it was a way for her to gain greater exposure for her product. And it's things like this that can lead to so much more cash business. So when I hear people say, barter, I need cash. Well, guess what? It's really what you don't know that you don't know. And when you're not familiar with organized trade, but you're thinking trade as in one-on-one trade, you're doing yourself a disservice because there's a whole nother world of trade out there that business owners are using every day to the tune of $8 billion annually as a whole that allows them to increase their revenue and protect their cash flow. It allows them to keep more money in the bank, and it allows the retailers to turn over that inventory more quickly. So when you have slower moving merchandise, you do not have to discount it. You do not have to slash your prices and therefore cut your profit margins. You can sell this on trade at full retail value, get your products in new customers' hands, and create a new revenue stream for yourself. So let me ask you this question. If you have a case of 10 items that cost you $10 and you were going to sell them for $20, 10 times 20, you've got $200 worth of product there, but it wasn't moving and you were going to slash your price, 50% off, or maybe not 50%, but maybe 25% off, and you were willing to take $7.50 for your items, but $15 for your items. So now you're getting $150 for something you paid $100 for, and you still got a little bit of profit there. But wouldn't $200 in purchasing power be better than $150 cash, or maybe $100 cash, and in some cases, maybe less than what you paid for it? Because I know some retailers, they take a loss. They slash their prices so much they just want it out the door because they need to make room for space for more products, new merchandise, new models, new flavors of the month. So listen, use a barter strategy. Get involved with Atlantic Barter. Do yourself a favor. Visit AtlanticBarter.com. That's Atlantic like the ocean. Barter is spelled B-A-R-T-E-R. You may not hear me pronounce it correctly because of my slang or my dialect from the Philly region. We always tend to abbreviate things or slush our words a little bit, but it's Atlantic Barter, B-A-R-T-E-R. www.bartersmith.com. Go there, look at the site, and reach out to me. You can also call my office and schedule a free consultation with me now through the end of July. Anyone who schedules a free 20-minute consultation with me will be entered for a drawing to win a 3-day, 2-night travel vacation. And you also have your choice of a 3-day, 2-night cruise through Carnival as well. Give a call to 302-654-5650. Get yourself that free consultation. Let's have a one-on-one call and decide whether or not Atlantic Barter can help you move this unwanted merchandise, this slower moving merchandise, the merchandise that you're ready to slash prices on. That's a no-no. Don't do it. You don't have to sell yourself short. Just barter your products. Create that additional revenue stream. Get that slower moving merchandise out of the foothold of your patio, your garage, your bedroom, your closet, wherever you're holding on to it, in your store, your brick and mortar store. Turn it over, get yourself some new fresh merchandise, and get yourself a revenue stream that can offset some of your current expenditures. At the very least, put it back into marketing and advertising to get yourself new cash customers. So there's all kinds of creative things that you can do. I don't want you to think that barter is one-on-one, because it's not. You can buy from or sell to anyone in the network. So this is the strategy I want you to employ. I want you to remember those three steps. Number one, turn inventory over more quickly. Two, find a way to sell the slower moving merchandise first. And three, sell your inventory at full retail value. That is the strategy and the focus that you need to have if you are a retail merchant or a direct sales associate. You should not be holding on to excess inventory. Excess inventory costs money, and it can tie up your revenue for other things that you need for your business, like equipment. I said it before, I'll say it again. Be smarter, think barter, and guess what? Barter is as easy as A, B, C. You want to remember this? Always barter with Christine. And that's my show for today. So if you have any questions, reach out to me at 302-654-5650. Be sure to visit AtlanticBarter.com. And I wish you much success. So if you need my help, I am here for you. And as I say at the close of every show, be smarter, think barter. Bye.